We discussed earlier this hour just how much something like the Comey affair and the appointment of a special prosecutor or an independent commission might be a distraction to other things going on or supposed to be going on in the government. We go now to our government distraction correspondent in Washington, D.C., Todd Zwillick. Todd, welcome back. And we begin with the environment. There are some things going on, right?
Oh, there are plenty of things. And while everybody, including yours truly, were scurrying around the Senate getting a reaction to the shocking firing of FBI Director James Comey, on the Senate floor, the Trump administration and Senate Republicans were dealt a surprising defeat on a climate bill that nobody really expected. John, we've been reporting on those things called Congressional Review Act bills. This is kind of an arcane process that allows Congress to repeal regulations if they do it within 60 legislative days of when the regulation was laid down. You can see how that might happen. The end of the Obama administration, change parties, new administration comes in, wants to undo the Obama legacy. So they've been having a go at a lot of late Obama regulations on coal mining, on payments that oil companies make. Well, there was one on the floor yesterday about how gas companies, when they drill on public land, how they vent and burn off methane. Methane is a horrible greenhouse gas. They had a bill that would have undone some Obama regulations that limited that venting. Now, all the Democrats were against it. Lindsey Graham was against it. Susan Collins was against it, and everybody knew that. Here's Collins.
It is a powerful greenhouse gas, and I'm concerned about the impact on our environment.
So that's Susan Collins. But John, the wild card here was John McCain. No one knew how he was going to vote or expected him to vote no. But if you go back and watch the C-SPAN video of this vote, which you can find on C-SPAN,
I love you, Todd.
You can see John McCain in the well of the Senate, pretty visibly upset, waving his arms around, getting heated with a small group of senators. John Cornyn of Texas, the deputy whip, is standing there. All of a sudden, McCain wheels around, walks to the desk, votes no, and storms off while John Cornyn kind of shrugs in exasperation, kind of like, take that. Now, behind the scenes, what's going on? McCain didn't say for sure, but corn state senators from places like Iowa and the Midwest wanted to trade a successful vote on this one, this methane bill, for a vote loosening some other rules on ethanol that they don't like. John McCain is a longtime critic of ethanol and of ethanol subsidies. He didn't like that process that was going on. He didn't say that that's exactly why he did this, but you can see a visibly upset McCain shock Republican leaders by voting no. This thing goes down 59-41. Mike Pence, the vice president, was waiting in the wings to break a tie. They didn't need him because John McCain tanked this thing.
So this could turn out to be as important as anything going on with Comey. I mean, obviously, if there really are Russian allegations that are proved, it's a different story. But again, there's a lot going on that's very important, and this seems to be critical.
Well, this was a critical vote. I'm going to push back on what you said, John, because the congressional agenda is shockingly slow. There isn't a lot going on. We've heard a lot about Obamacare repeal and taxes. There's really nothing else happening. Now, today off the Senate floor, however, I will bring it back to James Comey, because in the Senate Intelligence Committee, there's a routine hearing on global threats. They have it every year. And you can bet that this hearing, even though it's on global threats, will have some backlash about the story that all of Washington is talking about, how James Comey was fired and when, and the Russia investigation.
But you got your C-SPAN all set, right?
On record. You know it.
Right. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much. That'll be great.
You bet, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.